Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It is Wednesday the 21st of March. Budget day.
Budget day. Happy budget day.
Happy budget day to you. You've got all the budget news.
Yep.
Have you summarised?
I've summarised it.
What's Gordon up to? It's his 11th budget. Yep. You know that. Probably his last.
Yeah, well, as he said, don't be a Chancellor and a Prime Minister. The last person to do that was Gladstone and he made a fuck up of it.
He also, that was his first funny, wasn't it?
That was his first funny. What was his second?
His second one was saying that his comrades, he called everyone his comrades because he's a Stalinist.
Yeah.
So the two funnies were quite funny.
Yeah, they were good.
Yeah.
The rest of it was a bit...
The rest of it a bit dry.
So here is the budget. 11p on fags. Wine's gone up by 5p. Road tax is going up if you're a gas guzzler. 2 pence off basic tax rate, but we'll take away the bottom tax rate, so you'll all pay more tax. That is the end of the budget.
So that's the budget special done then.
Yeah. And David Cameron said, oh, well, you've put one tax down and you've put 99 up.
But only 99 little ones, you've put one big one down. Does that...
We're certainly fucked.
Well, yeah, we're not coming well out of this budget at all.
No.
But, you know, that's...
Hopefully someone will.
With our massive wine and fag consumption.
Jesus.
Ian Huntley's in the news today. Really? It's been a while since we've heard from him. Maxine still loves him. The thing is, Maxine loves him, but she hates him.
Right.
And that's her turmoil. I mean, she's not really going to meet anyone better, is she?
What I mean is
not that he's the best that she's going to do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's quite handsome, there. But she's not that...
He's not, he's, look, he's got quite fat in prison. Obviously, that's where the money's going.
So the kid's pie is, you know.
But, you know, she didn't get out much.
Because I thought she'd been given a new identity.
Oh, maybe she has.
But not if she's still called Maxine and still loves the same man.
It's quite hard to change your identity. A busybody council, Ealing... in West London, they're putting cameras in baked bean cans so they can spy on people, see who's putting out their rubbish on the wrong day, and then fine them £1,000.
Yeah, and these cameras cost £200 each.
But then you have to find one person to make the money back.
But do you think the crime fits the punishment fits the crime?
Well, I reckon you should have a warning first. But honestly, are they going to just leave the can lying around? Because what if a kindly person comes, picks it up,
recycles,
puts the can in the bin,
it.
Or recycles it, are they going to get a reward, or are they going to be in trouble for ruining the camera? It's a tricky call.
I don't know. There's some new bins in London, in the Crossgate area, and the bins look like cows. And because the bins are pretty, there's 61% more rubbish being put in them.
Interesting. You know what they've done in America? They've made post boxes to commemorate Star Wars' 25th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
No, it must be 30th. They've made post boxes in the shape of R2-D2. And there's 60% more posts being sent.
Have they, any of them been stolen?
I don't think so, not yet. They don't beep or anything, I don't think.
I'd like to see post boxes like... You press a button to post a letter and it starts singing, it's in the shape of Tony Hadley singing Gold. And as he goes, Gold! The thing opens up and you shove the envelope in.
What about bins? What would encourage you to put things in the bin?
Martin Fry.
Shoot
that poison arrow.
Into my mouth. And then throw the rubbish in his mouth.
Or some more up-to-date people. Like Sonia.
Bros. Talking of up-to-date pop stars, Shakin' Stevens. He was the one who turned Matt Lucas gay.
Really?
Matt Lucas has said, he said, revealing ogling pop pinups, Shakin' Stevens helped him realise he was gay. But, you know, Shaky was a pretty fine man, he could turn anyone with all that tin.
Surely he would have only had to look at his brother to realise he was gay.
Who?
Luke Goss.
Did I say Matt Goss?
Yeah.
I meant Matt Lucas.
Ah.
Oh, I was talking about broth. That's quite weird, isn't it?
So a broth not gay?
No.
Is one of them?
Don't know. Probably.
I bet they do.
Most people are these days, aren't they?
I bet they do. They're like Rice and Fred.
Neighbours are in trouble. And not. I don't mean the people. I mean the TV programme.
Right.
Because loads of people phoned up complaining after someone said fucking during Neighbours in the sentence. Three words, Paul fucking Robinson. The BBC insisted that they said freaking, but it did sound like he said fucking. I'd quite like to see that clip just so I could judge it myself.
Yeah.
But I'm glad Paul Robinson still is there.
I see you were looking at page 3.
I am looking at page 3.
Small tits, quite nice. She looks a bit like Joss Stone.
She does look like Joss Stone, actually. She's called Vicky, with 2 Ks. Mm-hmm. She's outraged that council bosses are hiding spy cans in baked bean tins to catch families putting their rubbish out on the wrong day. She says their slogan must be, beans means fines. I don't know if Vicky wrote that herself. No. I think she was spending too much time picking out her thoughts.
Catherine, Tony Blair, they really hit it off.
Really?
They've been seen dining in Gravitas. In Islington, having a curry.
So today's bit of pointless research. Gifted kids are often drawn to heavy metal music because it helps them deal with the stress of being social outsiders.
You were a social outsider. Did you like heavy metal music ever?
Well, I mean, I wouldn't say I liked heavy metal as such, but I have got a few Nine Inch Nails albums.
Have you?
Yeah.
So I once looked at... what are they called? I looked at a tape and I held it.
You've got a Marillion tape, does that count? It's heavy metal, that's not heavy metal, that's prog rock, isn't it?
I held it in my hand in Vibes and thought, and it was quite cheap for an album, it was like £5.49, and I looked at it and put it back on the shelf. And
that would be expensive for a tape these days.
Yeah, it would be.
Today's egg story, because it's coming up for Easter, 2 Fabergé eggs have been stolen. They're worth more than all the cream eggs that were stolen yesterday, put together. They're £83,000.
And yet you can't eat them?
Can't eat them, can't do anything with them, can't put them on a shelf.
You can't paint them?
Can't boil them.
Useless.
Can't put your soldiers in them.
Tell you what, if you were, say you're on the moon, starving, hungry, and somebody came to you and said, would you like this Fabergé egg, or a cream egg? What would you go for?
Cream egg. Cream egg, one. Two, I'd have the real egg. Try and cook it somehow. Mm-hmm. Don't know how you would on the moon.
Three, Fabergé eggs and butt plug. passports in the UK. This year they released 10,000 fake ones.
And you get a prize if you, you get a visit to the passport office if you find one of them. Mm. If you get a golden passport.
But I told you, when I went to get mine redone, it was about £100 and I went in the office. Here's all the information that I've collected, all the forms. The woman did not even look up at me.
I've heard lots of bad things about the passport.
I was like,
I'm due one in
hello,
December.
I could be anybody.
I might do an undercover investigation.
We should have taken cameras.
Yeah. A mum has been arrested after she left her 8-week-old baby in the care of a tramp outside a supermarket. She just said, oh no, I'm going round Sainsbury's, hang on to this. It was in Bromley in Kent. Eventually the tramp gave the baby to the security and they had to wait for the woman to come back with her boyfriend.
The tramp not eat it.
He didn't eat it. He did get quite good tips, though, while he was holding the baby.
God, yeah.
She's in trouble.
You know the tramp down the road with the little dog in the hat that has a toy, Mr. Blobby? Mm-hmm. And,
he was quite desperate today.
Was he?
Yeah.
The dog was shaking yesterday.
Oh. No, today he's like, just look at me! Oh. That's a bit sad, really.
Try not to think about him, though.
Okay.
New celebrity couple.
Who's this?
The delicious Jodie Marsh and the ravishingly handsome Brian Harvey.
What a beautiful and fine couple. Imagine the children they'd have.
Yes, indeed.
Are they really going out with each other or is it publicity?
They're very, very happy together.
How long's that? How long do you give it? Is that a sweepstake?
It could be... They could probably be married within a month.
Mm-hmm.
Kids probably already on the way, to be frank.
Oh, I don't know if she'd take the risk of ruining her figure.
Unless he's, firing blanks. She'd love a kid.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Mucker is doing the Strictly Come Dancing thing. Apparently, get lost, Mucker. Fans have turned on her.
Already?
Some of them Beatles fans. Yeah.
Apparently, though, she did quite well with the dancing.
Yeah, she's won praise from the judges. Billy Ray Cyrus is one of the other contestants.
Oh, how brilliant would it be if Heather Mills ended up with Billy Ray Cyrus?
Who's that?
Don't break my heart, make it break your heart. No. He only did that. That would be funny, though, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Do you know who this man is?
Yeah, that's Steve Brookstone, who won the X Factor last year.
Oh.
I have a long memory.
You're apparently one in a million people of a survey.
Oh, I know that.
Do you know who this man is? Nope.
The Apprentice.
Now, you're very keen on this man, aren't you?
I'm very keen on Alan Sugar. He is a genius.
But if he came and said, Michelle, I want you to marry me now.
And he'd be doing it in the voice of Phyllis from Coronation Street.
Right. Michelle. Michelle, will you marry me? I'm being very, very happy. What would you say?
I'd probably say no.
Would you?
I don't know.
Not just for the intrigue.
But he's already married, though, isn't he?
It's not like anyone else is knocking at the door. Saying, with a proposal.
I don't know. I'd consider it. But I think he would annoy me on a day-to-day basis. I think on a weekly basis, it's fine for an hour on the telly.
It's fine.
Would you let him wine and dine you?
Yeah.
69 you?
Consider it depending on how the wining and dining went. Although he's going to have to, you're going to have to go with Alan Sugar. The amount of wine's gone up.
I know, 5p. Bloody hell.
So the new series of The Apprentice is back, and it's next Wednesday on BBC One at 9 o'clock. It's changed from BBC Two to BBC One, which has led to speculation that it might have be a bit more low-key, not as hard-lined as it was before.
Oh.
More jokes in it. Which I don't know if that's going to be a good or bad thing. They've pictured the contestants. There's a lot of them. 16 of them. I've picked out my favourites. Christina Grimes, 36, is a ruthless single mother. Lives with her son in Harrogate, North Yorkshire. She looks insane!
A ruthless single mother?
Yeah.
Is that how she's described herself?
This one's going to win, I've decided. Adam Hosker, 27, a used car salesman. Used to live on a council estate in Blackburn. In a single parent family, so he's got that sob factor. This one, he used to employ Kate Middleton. He's only 27. I'm not sure which one's rogue one is, but I think Trey Azam might be. I don't know.
Because of his
Oh, he's bankrupt now, so he shouldn't employ Middleton. Yeah, he looks like. But look at his face, he looks like he might be the mad one.
Dr. Sophie.
She's a PhD in theoretical physics and works as a scientist for a designer firm.
There's nobody there that I instantly think, ooh, I'm drawn to you.
She looks like she's modelling glasses for Specsavers.
Yeah.
She don't look natural in them glasses. Anyway, we'll see. It's going to start next week. We'll be doing extensive apprentice coverage, I think.
Which one of those is my bottom?
It has the one with the big bruise on it.
It has been hairbrushed.
That one.
No, that one.
That's pretty visual, Zina.
It's an advert I did for Sanex about very nice bottoms.
Angelina Jolie has been shown off her baby in Hello magazine.
Which one?
New one. Pax the N.
Pax.
Pax, P-A-X, as in Pax Man. Yep. He's a very sweet little boy. He looks quite brooding there, but she's got him top off already.
Should be going out with him next.
Yeah, more celebrity baby news. Brittany and Kevin Federline, you'll be pleased to hear, have come to a compromise over Sean Preston and Jaden James. They're going to share custody.
And what about her hair? How's that going?
Don't know. She came out of rehab today, I think. So she'll probably have a month of regrowth. So it's still going to be pretty short, isn't it? Keanu Reeves is in trouble. Because he's maybe mowed down a photographer who's trying to take a picture of him.
Mowed down?
Yeah. Look, there's the photographer.
Was he cutting the grass?
No, he's in a car. The photographer's looking, he's got his tongue hanging out for effect there to make it look like he's a bit more dead than he is.
Right.
I was reading in a magazine over someone's shoulder that Jennifer Aniston's going out with Keanu Reeves.
Nice. I'd approve of that.
Hmm. It's tricky though, where'd you go after Brad Pitt?
Well, anywhere, frankly. I've never been impressed with Brad Pitt. Well, I'm sorry, but I haven't. There's some new fashion come out. Apparently, you have to wear a kind of
pinafore dress.
A load of grey peasant clothes. With some ridiculous zebra high heels. With a big black belt around them. And that is just... It's shit. Don't do it.
Don't do fashion, kids.
Not yesterday's fashion, anyway.
This story sounded like it was going to be really exciting, and then it turned out to be just really dull. Mm-hmm. I just have to bring it up so I can read the headline out. Very exciting. Watch out, TV fans. Oh, no, I've lost it. Where's it gone? Sorry.
In the meantime, you know that plastic bag thing? I'm not a plastic bag.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the one that they were giving away, but people were selling them on eBay.
So people were selling them on eBay for 400 quid. But now, they just went on sale yesterday, they sold 1,000 straight away. People were queuing outside the shop at 5 o'clock in the morning to buy...
The thing is, it's not even that nice, it's beige.
It's just a bag.
You don't want one.
What, I mean, if you saw somebody with it, what would you think? Would you think, oh, they're very stylish? Or would you think, oh...
They're one of those fools.
Fools who were just interested in...
I found the exciting story with the exciting headline.
Oh.
Rabid cheetah bites BBC presenter.
Which one?
It's Simon King, best known for Big Cat Diaries.
Not very.
Attacked by a rabid cheetah. I know who he is. It turns out it was a year ago. The cheetah died of rabies. He got a jab, he's fine. So it was less exciting than I thought it was going to be.
Have you ever had a jab for rabies?
No, don't think so. It's not one you get, is it? Is it? When you're a kid?
Yeah, you get your rubella.
Yeah, add that.
TB.
Yep.
Rabies.
Yep, add that then. Sugar cube.
Hepatitis, polio and a sugar cube. Mm-hmm. AIDS.
Think about a Miss Me AIDS one. Tonight's telly? Are you going to recommend anything? You've got yesterday's telly. What did we miss?
We missed Ulrika being a sex addict.
Is it official?
Am I a sex addict? Yes, you are. But, I mean, you're not really, because it's not a real thing. It's just another made-up load of rubbish.
Tonight, there's a programme called Whistleblower on 9 o'clock on the Sunday. If you've got the guide from The Guardian, it's not listed in there, because it's moved around. But they're doing the undercover in Barclays Bank and how it's a big scam. And I thought you might be interested in that. At the same time, though, it looks like Grand Design's going to be very good.
Oh, about how, all the staff have been totally taking the piss out of the customers and really just trying to flog them any old
Yeah, flogging them just crap. Dodgy stuff. Dragon's Den, it's the last one tonight, so you can watch that.
Dragon's Den, who do you think will win?
I think Steve Brookstein will win.
Is he in it?
No.
You know the name Theopithetus?
Yeah.
I really like the name Theopithetus.
I like the fact that they always say their names in full all the way through.
Yeah. Because normally I wouldn't be able to say that, but because they said it so many times, Theopithetus.
But he's not a cat man.
My name is Xenopithetus.
You're going to marry him? He's quite rich.
He's quite rich. I mean, I could manage once or twice. After that, I'd probably let him have affairs. Okay. Is that the end?
Well, I'm out of news now. Are you out?
Oh, if any of our listeners saw Dolly Parton...
Most likely.
Last night.
With a similar audience.
Send in a review. I want to know what she was wearing and what her face looked like. Because it looks... I mean, she's tiny.
Yeah, she's miniature.
And she's got a crazy, crazy face. She's a bit like, what's that comedian called?
Joan Rivers.
She's a bit like Joan Rivers now.
I like a bit of Dolly.
I like a bit of Dolly.
Yeah. Although I hate country music.
Oh, I like a bit of country music.
Right, so are we finished? So, budget. What's the overall summary of the budget?
It's bad.
Oh.
But... Gordon Brown did look quite sexy with the whole red suitcase thing.
So you think he's shoo-in for the new Prime Minister?
I mean, kind of. To be honest though, what worries me about is, if he's going to be Prime Minister, who the hell is going to be the Chancellor? Nobody else can add up.
He'll do the Chancellor.
Because people have been going, oh yeah, I'll be Deputy Prime Minister.
Nobody wants to be Chancellor.
And that's because that isn't actually a job. All you do is go,
hello, play croquet.
Pies and stuff, drive around in a Jaguar. But Gordon Brown actually does a job. Nobody wants to do it. Who could do it? I could. I'm good with numbers.
Put yourself forward.
Maybe I will.
Spreadsheets.
Yeah.
Send Gordon Brown a spreadsheet, hey? Look at my skills.
Yeah, I can colour them in and everything.
Alright, thank you for listening. We'll be back next week. Goodbye.
Goodbye.